We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here and our call to worship, and it's been a few weeks since we've had one due to all the different activities and so forth. I'm drawing our attentions back to Isaiah
chapters 40 through 45, looking at different passages that relate to our Lord and tremendous reminders about God that we need to have as believers in Christ. And in chapter 42, verse 5, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spreadeth forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thy hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles." You know, one of the things that we need to be constantly reminded of is that we owe our existence to God. But we also owe our daily breath, I didn't say bread, our daily breath to God. You know, this past week was up in South Carolina and preached the funeral of Alice Ann Smith, and all these memories came flooding in. I took with me my 1971 annual, my first grade year, and I turned the first grade page and I just see the picture of Alice Ann Smith standing before our class teaching, tall lady. And as I stood before her casket and looked at her, realizing that she had lived a full life of 84 years, that God took away her breath, literally. It was pneumonia that ceased her lungs from being able to process air. She went back to the Lord, and her soul is with Him at this moment. You and I need to be reminded that the very nature of our being is controlled by God. We can live life and run around and do our things and live without God as we please and so forth, but there's one thing you need to know. You need to know that God controls your very breath. The air you breathe, the fact that you're not even thinking at this moment as you sit in this auditorium that you are taking the air that's in here and the body strips it of its oxygen and causes it to enter into the capillaries in the alveoli of your lungs and then processes it through the body to replenish the oxygen that you need to sit in the chair at church. All right? God controls that. And He reminds Isaiah in this passage of Scripture, "I'm the one that spread out the heavens. I'm the one that created the earth and everything that comes out of it." You think about that, the water, the oil, all the things that God put in the earth so that would sustain us here upon this earth. God put it there. And He said, "I'm also the one that giveth breath and giveth the spirit that's within you." You have a spirit this morning. You have a soul and a spirit. You're going to live somewhere forever. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Do you know the grace that He offers you at this very moment? I pray that you might realize that your connection to God is much closer than you really think. Because the fact that you're breathing right now is a gift of whom? It's a gift of God. And He offers another gift, eternal life with Him.